Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
It's very true. I am Madman.
I'm 9. How about that?
We are the Rise Guys, and this is After Hours.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the After Hours podcast with the Rise Guys. I'm 9. He's Madman.
And welcome to you, 9.
Thank you. Welcome to you, Madman.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you more.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you with the cherry on top.
I'll accept that.
You just want to move on?
Yeah, I'm done, I guess.
I have nothing left to
say. We're going to wear ourselves out on that. It'll be 20 minutes long.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'll just hang out.
This is one of those where we're literally going to like pop down right now. And because we want to, just talk.
Yeah.
Talk with you.
Yeah.
But we're calling it in the ring, brother.
Yeah, we are.
And that's not laziness or lack of prep or anything. But like, it shouldn't always... We shouldn't walk in with an agenda necessarily.
Because
sometimes, like with our little road trip to Columbia last week.
Oh yeah,
we should have recorded that. That would have been like a 6-parter.
Yeah, it would have been. We should have
with
recorded
a lot
the whole,
of bleeps,
the whole thing, a lot of bleeps,
missing content,
a lot of me cussing at traffic.
It was like it sounded like a flat line at one point with all the bleeps.
We had to edit out some of the trash talk we did about certain parties.
Yes, that's right. Gangster parties. No, we love those.
Yeah, we do. Those are the best. My
There's
favorite
no party
kind.
Like one.
Uh-uh.
So hot potato for real.
All right.
I mean, like in my head, you know, like here's the thing.
Yeah.
A couple of circulating things, but I'm hot potatoing it to you.
No.
I can riff on anything that's
I'm feeling
okay
the same
about
way,
this company.
But I do have something that is that I think you will have fun with, and I will have fun with, and the audience will enjoy as well.
Uh oh.
Yep. So it was when was it? Was it
3:30 in the morning?
I want to say it was Friday, but it was Friday. I was home Friday, yeah. So Friday, I had ordered some things from a big box retailer's website.
Okay. Do I have to try to guess?
No, it don't matter.
Okay.
So I thought the things I had ordered would be shipped to me. One of them is being shipped to me currently. The other one, though, was delivered from a local store, like off the shelf, one item. So I'm sitting on my porch Friday afternoon, and a car I don't recognize pulls in my driveway, which gets me, what in the hell's going on? Who in the hell, you know?
Yeah.
What's this? My dog's barking at this person.
Oh, your feet are tired.
This person gets out with a little box in hand and starts walking towards me, and my dog's barking. I'm like, hey, Marshall, be quiet, man. Good boy. It's all right. Be quiet. It's good. It's okay.
Which one's your left foot? Is Marshall? Go ahead.
It varies. They move back and forth. As long as they're under my feet, they're happy.
I just meant your dogs are barking.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, the podiatrist out there popping for it.
Oh, yeah. But it's funny, I usually make the same joke. I'm just not right now, I guess. I got tired before the podcast started, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just a moment ago?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Just like 5 minutes ago, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's That's odd.
Maybe that Almond Joy, that miniature fun size Almond Joy, will kick in and give me a boost for the next few minutes.
Fun size Almond Joy.
So anyway, this lady walks up, and I remember her name, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. She was friendly. She hands me this box.
Antoinette.
This box contains, I mean, it's unwrapped. It isn't in a bag or anything. It's just a box that she hands me from her hand directly to my hand while I'm standing on my porch receiving the package.
Man. Oh, gosh.
And it's one of those things, it's kind of an embarrassing delivery.
Okay.
There would be to a lot. I mean, I wasn't embarrassed by it, but a lot of people would
slow
be mortified.
Slow down on the storytelling, just a hair, because I want to ponder this.
Okay. What do you think it could have been in this box that would have embarrassed a lot of people, but not me?
Can't hit my cough button. Hold on. You mentioned that the website, Walmart.
Yeah.
Anytime we say big box retailers,
it's usually
it
them. Yeah.
They just don't need any more free advertising.
I think we got Target money. Come on.
So I went there yesterday. So what's that supposed to mean?
Braggart.
They have a cool clearance section.
They do.
And generally, that's where I can find my grandson's formula.
Yeah.
Plus, we went next door and ate it. Welcome to Moe's.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have Joey Bag of Donuts anymore.
Their menu's really been stripped down to not much. Stripped down. Bare bones, yeah.
They don't even have Art Vandelay anymore.
No, all Seinfeld stuff's gone.
So,
you want a homewrecker or a homewrecker?
The way Walmart's trying to, and already structured their thing, they're trying to be as close to Amazon as they can, so they're drop shipping for other merchants.
Yes, they are.
Because I saw an ad on Instagram for Walmart.com to buy Rolexes.
Yeah, you see those Rolexes and high fashion items. This was an item directly from my local Walmart store of Easley, South Carolina, the supercenter there.
So is it...
right off the shelf.
Knowing what I know about you,
was
it... this is kind of a A-B. Was it A diuretic, or B, like something... like basically something involving your butthole?
No. No. It was... you want me to just go ahead and say now?
Yeah.
It was contraceptive gel.
So it was for something involving your butthole.
No, you can't get pregnant in the butt, Matt.
And yeah, but they have to set upside down afterwards.
No. But it was a box of contraceptive gel packets. And those are...
packets?
Yeah. It's 10
like condiments? Like they get the little... where they're like splintered there on the end for
it's
you to...
it's the gel in an applicator.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that shape like?
You know, I did not see it.
Shaped like titties or something?
I haven't seen it yet. So I can't tell you what it... I just told you I don't know what it looks like. You're still asking.
Well, usually they got a picture of it on the box.
Yeah, they didn't on this box. I didn't see it. Used it. Didn't see it, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's something that...
on somebody?
It goes inside.
I'm aware.
Yeah, it goes inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to. That's how it works. But it's a spermicide contraceptive gel.
For the butt.
No, you can't get pregnant in the butt.
Okay.
Basically, it's a product that a female would use and apply to herself before sexual activity to prevent pregnancy. Now, if you're worried about gonorrhea and syphilis
that's
stuff.
That's good bread.
It is. If you're worried about that kind of stuff, like STIs, STDs as we called them back in our day, then it ain't for you. You need to wrap it up. But if your only concern is pregnancy, then contraceptive gel is the way to go.
Plus, it's a lube, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's more of a gel. It isn't really like a lube.
Oh, come on.
Like,
what is lube? A gel?
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Lubricant gel.
I mean,
gel.
I'm explaining it to you best I can. It's not a lube.
As the owner of a former owner of a dildo company, I can tell you that that's what that is.
Well, somebody used the product yesterday. I mean, it's not a lube.
Well, braggart? I was at Target. baby formula.
Yeah. But yeah, this lady just hands me the box, and then she's very friendly, and she's looking up at me because I'm on the porch, and she's standing at the bottom of the two steps on the front porch. It's low porch. It's low Skinner, porch, very low.
Skinner's porch.
And she's like, you like that stuff?
Oh, my God, bless. Yeah, what the hell?
That's what she said.
The age of this woman?
Around 30.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think
that's not a bad looking woman.
I would imagine that's from an older woman who's just, you know, the kind
just
of
just curious.
When you go to like
when they lose that filter.
When you buy something and it's an older lady that is nothing against older ladies. I love them. But they will ask you questions about every item they scan.
Yeah.
Do you like this stuff? Yeah. Oh, look, it's called Pearl River now. Back now, in my day,
I don't. I'm Ed Johnson. Now I don't know if she was asking me because she was embarrassed. She didn't seem to be. She seemed to just asking, hey, do you like that stuff? Very casually. Mm. Or maybe she was worried I would be embarrassed. But I mean, I'm not. I never understood why dudes would be embarrassed to buy condoms or feminine hygiene products because, oh, yeah, look at him. This loser's got a woman at the house. Look, he's having sex, loser. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well,
I mean, like your mama's working at the drugstore when you buy it, hopefully.
That's a good point. That's why women are so comfortable now talking about like period pads.
Yeah, and because they should be.
It's like commercials for them now are like all over the place.
Yeah. The majority of you got them, so talk about it. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. But then like for the I don't know why. I don't know why. Now if it was like a plan B, I could understand.
Yeah, This was just the box of contraceptive gels and spermicidal gels and so you like that stuff, and I didn't know what to say besides I don't know, I haven't tried it before, hope so.
What did you say?
That's what I said.
Oh, you
something
did?
Like I don't know, never tried it before, I hope so.
We want to find out together.
No.
That's the way some adult movies start.
Yeah, I don't want to live in one though.
No, I mean that's just
I get very, very loyal when I'm into somebody. I do. I'm just very, very loyal.
Well, that's a very positive attribute.
I know it
Jim.
Is. I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing, but I get very, very loyal.
When he's into someone. Yeah, I don't know if he caught that.
When I'm into somebody, I don't have eyes for anybody else.
Yeah.
Even the lady delivering me the contraceptive gels. Plus, it'd look funny if the one I'm into comes over. Why is one missing out of the box already?
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't think about that at the time. I just wasn't interested. But then thinking further, there's another reason to not do it.
Man, this brings that you see the way I just all of a sudden my body language is totally. You just sent me back to a freaking time where I like, whole.
What, did you buy like a 3-pack of condoms and you got there with two?
No, I had bought. This was out of a movie theater.
Okay,
they used to sell rubbers.
It's
so fun to call them rubbers.
Rubbers. You got them rubbers?
Yeah, but the Yankees though think you're talking about their boots.
They do.
Well, this was a condom, and I bought this from a local movie theater that is now an Aldi and a Lidl. One of them.
Mainly
weird
high school
party.
Now.
Is it?
Mainly high school, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
where
so.
The school was.
So
where the theater was. Theater was off the road.
I bought it, and it's one of those things, be proactive and also speak it into existence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 2 weeks later, I got to use it.
Okay.
What I did not notice until the moment was that it was partially opened.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's too bad. It didn't stop you, did it?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
It would not.
And let's just say, timetable-wise, I had almost a whole full month.
Okay. Before what?
I would know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If I was the father of anything.
Yeah, if anything happened, yeah.
Because, my mom, and I might have got a high five from my dad considering the girl.
Probably.
That would have, like, this whole dynamic would be, I'd be in an alternate universe.
Yeah, it would change a lot.
Completely different.
It would change so much, man.
Because I was 19.
Yeah. But, yeah, so.
She wasn't. She was 17, which now is like,
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'll be 38 in December, and nobody would say anything if I was dating somebody who's 33.
Yeah, but like on a TV movie or something, that would be like, ooh, he's 19?
Yeah.
He's not even...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Neither one of them buy cigarettes, you know?
Oh, yeah, nowadays. Yeah. Back then you could.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Different true, world now, different true. World.
Yes, it is, Kadeem.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess...
That scared me.
I wasn't embarrassed, but as far as embarrassing deliveries, that direct handoff was probably the closest thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
But it was, not the least bit embarrassed by it.
Well, with the condoms thing, though, the whole... I think part of it is if you're buying it with intent.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm on my way. You're not going out, as the boys used to say, hunting for it. It was already in the cabin waiting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
So the confidence is, I'm going to use this thing. Uh-huh. But if you're like, We're going out with the dudes
this
tonight.
This is going to dry rot in my wallet in the next 3 years.
I'm going to get the combo pack.
Yeah.
You know, all the different ones in there. And then the confidence is the clerk or whatever is like, oh, well, you think you're going to get out? And you, but if you already know, you're not even thinking about it.
And the clerk doesn't give a damn.
Hell no.
The clerk don't give half a damn.
Yeah. Now, if it's an older woman.
The
like
clerk
we
don't give
saying,
any kind of bad word.
No.
But they see worse than that every day.
If it's an older woman, she might like give you a look like I feel like I can't tell if it's and it's just not been recent certainly.
Yeah.
But if it's more of like a oh you think you're gonna get to use this or if they're like if they would or not.
The old lady.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. A mature.
Yeah.
Type. Mature, not you know mature. Not like an elderly.
Past cougar and MILF, plum mature.
Mm-mm.
Mature.
What is the difference anymore? You know. Mature MILF cougar.
I think a MILF is just a hot mom or a mom that you want. A cougar. Cougar puts in a lot of work to be a cougar.
Cougar's got a
cougar owns some cat print clothing certainly.
Oh,
I think cougar. A MILF just as can be like girl next door hot.
Fuck a cougar.
And a cougar is like
bougie,
prowling and like bougie. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's the difference. I think
bougie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Just trying to fine tune my searches on Pornhub.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You get it.
But like mature though, like that in that world, it's so weird the English language. You're not acting mature. Oh, really? Like an older woman who does porn?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is immature? That's illegal.
No, don't you go there now. Don't you go there.
Wow.
That would be under the teen 18 plus category in parentheses. Because it's teen, 18 plus in parentheses.
I don't like the way this is going, nor is the algorithm.
Well, that's the category.
It really is.
Yeah. In adult film, on adult websites.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man, we got to take a break.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And what were we talking about?
We were just determined the
difference.
Oh, the
girl giving you the lube that used on her.
It was contraceptive gel, yeah.
Yeah.
Then we were talking about the difference between a MILF and a cougar.
Oh, yes, that thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was just kind of a little sub to the side thing.
I think we figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
But you have voiced before an interesting conspiracy theory of sorts between the two of us.
Hold on. Let me think of what it could be.
Something we have in common because we never have it in common.
Oh, the yin to the yang
contrast.
Yeah,
something that has always been this way.
Almost. Not all. It rotates, certainly. It's not.
No, it does.
It overlaps a little bit.
It does.
In the history of this show, which began next year, not this show, the Rise Guys Morning Show, 20 years.
Yeah.
In that time, I don't think, a little bit of overlapping, Nine and I have been in relationships at the same time.
A little bit of overlap. There's been some because...
same time, same place.
Yeah, the one time I was with somebody for several years, that there obviously was some overlap in there. But yeah, I mean, you've spent more time in relationships than me, so I think it's like, give me like the next 10 years, we'll be good.
God, shoot.
Or maybe we'll both figure it out separately.
No. Yeah, it's kind of weird, though, isn't it?
It is.
And it's also, because like, the only reason I know is I can think of only two ever, like, couples nights we ever, like, participated in.
Yeah.
And it was that same overlap.
Yeah. One of them was a lot of fun. That was a fun night, the one.
Yeah.
With the limo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do not remember the other one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of stuff over the years.
I have video footage on my cloud of the good one.
No, let's not do that ever.
Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Show it to you.
It's blackmail's what that is.
No. You know what? No. It was a couple honkies on it. I'll show it to you at some point.
All right.
That's the thing though, I think that's kind of good to a degree, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it can be to an extent, but it would be best if everybody was just living in some kind of harmony.
Well,
like if everybody could be just happier than a pig in Dookie.
I don't want that now. Are you happy?
I'm pretty happy right now. I'm pretty happy. I got to slow myself down, not get carried away. I got to stay out of my own head because I have a lot of free time. And, yeah, I'll get carried away. So I got to slow down. Got to rein myself back in.
I'm writing a book on that very subject. Right. Starting it right after the show.
You know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we've both been down that road plenty of times between us.
Well, yeah. But, I'm getting better at, and you're going to start smiling like a Cheshire cat. I ain't even going to look at you, none.
No, tell me.
I'm so much better at my lack of codependency.
That's good, though. That's good. Yeah,
I have a vacation booked for, and I'm not going to say when, because we're not supposed to say when we go on vacation, because they won't listen.
There's some good songs about, and good quotes, and people have written extensively about it, and you find a bunch of good stuff about learning to be alone.
I'm going on a vacation by myself in December.
Okay, good. That's good. That's great.
And it's one of them places where I've always wanted to go, and I'm like, you know what? You might as well go now, because if you go with somebody else, it's going to cost you twice as much.
Fire Island?
That didn't happen on purpose either.
Sounded funny, though.
I didn't punch anything. My chair hit the gimmick.
Yeah, that's a weird thing about the two of us. Yeah, I mean, you got to learn to be alone. I mean, I got too comfortable being alone. Last go around, I really did. Way too comfortable with it to the point that it was a detriment. Yeah, but it took 4 years to meet somebody to really, connect with.
Yeah,
because I wasn't just trying to waste time. I was looking for something real.
Yeah,
not that anything else is a waste of time.
But what? I'm not going to. Well, you could take it out if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can ask. I mean, it's all pretty anonymous here.
Like,
as far as who I'm talking about,
I know of one that I don't think you know that I know about, but it wasn't in a bad way. But how many FWBs did you have in that 4 year time frame? Because I know of one that I shouldn't know about, and I'll tell you off the air who it is.
There's three or four.
Nice.
I mean, really not that
I could tell the moments when. But I never, you get so uncomfortable as a friend talking about relationship stuff.
Yeah, I do. And one reason is because it always turns sexual, and I feel like I'm disrespecting somebody if I care about them, and I talk too much about that. And it's not anything you did, it's how I feel.
So you make it go sexual.
No, not necessarily. It's just how I feel when it goes that way. I feel like if I talk too much about it, then it's... I'm disrespecting somebody, and I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's
she
one thing about
She must listen to
me.
This podcast.
She has. But, yeah, I mean, even so, even privately, I don't do that. I just don't go into detail. I don't talk too much about it. I mean, obviously, stuff is happening, but I'm not going to get specific as to what.
I'll tell all those details on my new podcast, Nine
Times?
Sex Life by Matt Man.
Yeah, so it's a thing about me that might be a weird thing. It's just I feel like I'm disrespecting somebody and I don't like it. But I also, dude, and this is the truth.
You got dog shit on the bottom of your shoe, by the way.
Right, it might be something else.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, it's like right there.
It's probably something else. I'll look at it.
It might be bubble gum.
It might be. It could be anything. I never liked hooking up, man. It never fulfilled me. It left me feeling bad, not good. I mean, people love it, and it's the way now, and I understand that, and it's fine. It's just not my way. It's just not for me, that's all. And I'm not saying it's bad if anybody does it. I've done it myself, but it left me very unfulfilled inside.
I mean, that's... Yeah. Okay.
I'm kind of romantic, you know?
You know that...
I mean, it's kind of like
because you're in a relationship now. This is not the same nine.
That's always been me, dude. I never pursue hooking up because I never liked it. It never did anything for me. Because you associate this more with women than men. But no, it's a big part for me is that emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sets it off. That's what makes it good. Like, that's what makes sex good.
You have your leg up on the table here. Yeah. You're laid back, and you're like, that's what makes it good.
Took a half a blue pill. You ready?
Chewable one?
Oh, no.
What is that? That's, man, I tell you what, we're going to have people walking around with too much energy and huge boners.
Yeah.
Because of everything, and they're going to be high.
Medium sized boners, you know.
Well, I was giving you some credit.
Yeah, I didn't take the whole pill, so it's medium sized.
Yeah. Well, my question was, was it because when the Friends with Benefits situations were going for you, were they kind of numb to the fact like this is just a hookup and you developed, not that you fell in love with her or the situation or whatever, but like maybe the numbness was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm done. I'll check you later.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The last time I hooked up with somebody, it was pretty much just that, and it was like, I didn't like this. This doesn't feel right.
Want to stay for lunch or anything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, want to hang out? You know, we can be friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even friends with benefits.
Be friends
it's just with benefits. There's no friendship involved at
it's
all.
It's like a free lady of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, it's not for me. Yeah. A lot of people be like, oh man, that's the best thing in the world. You know, they just come over and you get off and they leave. And like, yeah, it's not for me though. It's not what I want. God. Yeah.
I mean, that's good for you.
I'm more emotional about it.
Well, I ain't going to say what I was going to say.
No, you can't. I don't care.
I was going to give it. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not like baiting you right now to ask me. Like,
no, I really don't care if you want to say it. You can. I don't care.
No.
You ain't going to bug me.
No, it's not about you. It's about me. It's one of those things where, I don't need to go.
Well, yeah, I don't want to push you to say anything about
like,
you.
I think in the future, I think it would be beneficial for all parties involved, not talking about me and somebody else, is if like they didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because and part of that is the way this show, especially the podcast, but then also the Rise Guys Morning Show, it's one thing people will tell us is like, you're so like open and honest and all this stuff about things going on. And so when I meet somebody that has, you know, listened to like and whatever, like they already know so much about me.
Yeah.
And then I'm and then I'm trying to get to know them. So and it's like off balanced. And I don't know that it ever really can even out.
A lot of times, too, something I've noticed with people in general, not just with women or romantic things, is that people, like, they know a lot about us from the show, but they don't think they really know us because they don't necessarily think that's the real us. And then they learn that it really is pretty dead on us.
We only have one actor on that morning show, guys, and he acts like he's a scumbag.
Yeah, but he ain't really.
But he's not really. He's a big teddy bear.
He's all right.
Well, that was it all just started with a box of a lube.
Spermicidal gel.
Lubricant.
Spermicidal gel, it's not lube.
That's the same stuff.
It is not labeled as lube in any way. It is a spermicidal gel.
Is it made in America?
I have no idea.
Are you using the gel from Iran?
If I had to guess, I'd say probably not made in the USA, because nothing is, except some New Balances.
Yes.
But not all, just some.
Right.
I think most, but not all.
Not all, but most.
Yeah.
Man, you think that your lady friend is gonna like be cool with you like talking about?
To this extent, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
I think so. Yeah.
I
would have done it if I thought you'd have any problem with it.
That's some.
Held back on it.
Yeah. That's another thing that I'm being very honest and forthcoming. Like I let me think of how to word this. I'm with the show, I feel the whole need to like when you talk about your life, like you talk about your life and everything, you know, with relationships or your kids and all this stuff.
Oh yeah.
But like, you know, I have to remember that just because that's my job,
yep,
that's not the other person's job.
Exactly, yes.
And that's just being very honest, come back to bite me in the ass.
No, I understand. Because
I get in there and get diarrhea of the mouth, and I say too much, and it's like, you know.
Yeah. No, the
I need to date somebody who hates rock and roll music.
The person I'm spending time with is a very private person, and I really like that.
Yeah.
That's why you don't hear any names or much talk at all about anything other than the funny delivery story and, you know, obviously what's attached to that.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here it comes. Pink elephants? Pink elephants? Not going to happen.
Might come back. I don't know.
Let's take a break for like a week.
Yeah, we take a break for about a week.
We go get, hey, look.
Because if we don't stop here, I'm going to have to get into that story about how I got pulled over last weekend.
Save that for real.
I'll save that about 20 years and we'll tell it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because we'll forget.
Yeah, I bumped my microphone, my bad.
If you listen to the podcast, we hope that if it's your first time,
dog poop on my shoe.
The what now?
Ain't no dog poop on my shoe.
I was just trying to change the subject earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I did make you look. That was fun. Yeah, just watching you try to look at the bottom of your foot.
Well, I waited 15 minutes, didn't I?
If you listen to this for the first time, the After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast, and you liked it, please subscribe. If you already subscribed, thank you so much. Just do us a favor. Wherever you're listening to it, go and give it a review. You can be as honest as you want to. We don't care. Just we appreciate your honesty as much as you appreciate ours.
That was well said, Matt, man. Thank you.
I've read it off that paper you had.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Maybe. No, we will.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.